Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yay! Here we are Thursday morning on Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9
The Buzz. I'm glad you're with us this morning. It's going to be a nice day. The clouds will clear out to give us sunshine later and 45 degrees. And yesterday was gnarly, wasn't it?
Blah.
Just like London fog. And then by the afternoon, it got all foggy and stuff. It was crazy. Tomorrow, beautiful Friday. You want to kick off the weekend with us tomorrow? 8:30, we'll be there to celebrate. Sunshiny, mild, 57 degrees. Good, I'm good.
Okay, so if you want to join in on this conversation, first call through. We always welcome more than one, obviously. Yeah, but first person to call in and join in on the conversation, Barbie movie concert tickets at Darien Lake, which is so legit. You watch the Barbie movie, and then there's a live band playing, which is awesome. Anyhow, okay. So we got to help our Buzz fam out. Got a message, and she said, please, please, please. I tried to get them all on the air with us, which would be so fun, but no, she didn't. She wasn't going for it. I can't even say her name, but she knows who she is.
It's fine. Because this is controversial. She doesn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially when it's her future mother-in-law.
Right,
I get it, I guess.
Right.
But it's a really good question. So she said, I'm getting married in August. Okay. Fairly small wedding. On the invite list is a former coworker and the person who replaced her.
Ooh.
I love them both.
Okay.
So, okay, right. You get it? You're with me. Okay, so former coworker, she worked with both of these people. One she used to work with, one she works with now.
Got it.
We're deciding on table arrangements. My husband and his mom, yes, she's involved somehow.
Probably paying for the wedding or something.
I don't know. She just wrote parentheses. Yes, she's involved somehow. Think that all my coworkers should sit at the same table.
Yep, makes sense.
Did they not hear me when I said that one was fired and it was because of the other?
Fired. Oh.
There was no way I could put them. There is no way that I could put them at the same table. Is there? Question mark? Oh, my God.
Fired. So,
yeah.
Coworker one was fired because of that coworker two?
That's how she wrote it.
And replaced that person's job. Ooh.
But she loves them both, she says. They're both her friends. They both belong at the wedding. Do they? I don't know. And her husband, soon to be, and her mother-in-law. Oh, she even said my husband. Oh, she's already.
Oh, nice.
That was so sweet of her. Instead of saying my fiance. Yeah,
trying out that term.
Her fiance and his mom. What do you think?
Naturally, one of the most difficult parts of a wedding, and this is the reception and getting that all together, organizing it, fretting about the costs, especially putting the table arrangements together, because you're always hacking off the list, right?
Sure.
But it would make sense to put all the coworkers together because everybody knows everybody. You wouldn't put them at the people from out of town, that one person at the out of town table.
Right. How do you split them up? Where do you put them?
I say let him, put him right at that table. Let the elephant in the room sit at the table. Because you don't have time for this. They're there to celebrate.
Oh, but you have time for an awkward, I don't know, you don't know what can happen. I've been to weddings where there was a mini fight because there were two people there that did not like each other, and they were sitting table, and they weren't at the same table.
Uh-huh.
They were tables very close.
Uh-huh.
And it all eyes on that because it just distracted from the day.
Then shame on them for having a gripe, you know?
Well, you know, we're all adults until dot, dot, dot.
Until a wedding reception happens. Isn't it true?
I mean, it was crazy. It was like the husband cheated, and the woman who was there, his mistress was there, and his wife was there at the wedding.
And everybody knew.
Ugly. It was ugly. Ugly. And now we're like, whoa. But what do you do? Do you invite both of them? I don't know. Has this happened to you? What do you think she should do? We got to help her out, give her advice.
Yeah, call us at 818-2899.
You say just your team, mom and fiance.
Yeah, because I know what the fiance is thinking.
What's the fiance doing? I'm going to do whatever mommy says.
There's a bit of, no, not at all. There's a bit of this power feeling you get when you're assigning table assignments. There's that kind of...
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's kind of that thing. And coming from the guy, you know, like, let's put those two together, see how that works. It's going to be fun. You know, that kind of thing. I think it's more of him not realizing the drama, but not expecting anything to happen. That's what I think. So put them together. Have some fun with it.
Oh, God.
Flint and steel.
He's thinking short term. He's not thinking long game here.
Why? By the time the wedding's over and the honeymoon and she comes back to work, that fired coworker is going to be gone anyway. He's gone already. And the one that's at work is going to be like, hey, that was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah. Thanks for coming to my wedding.
I'm saying he's not looking at the long game because he's siding. This is the very first debate that this couple has on the verge of becoming a couple, an official married couple, and he's siding with mom? And it's not even his coworkers. It's my coworker. It's her coworkers.
Plus, she's got to kind of go with the mom thing if she has input in it. So,
this is going to get ugly. What's your advice?
Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning. It's Preschool Patty.
Preschool Patty. Yay. What's up? How are you?
Now, see, Patty.
Good, how are you?
Right.
You sound so sweet. You always just make everybody happy. What would you do to make everybody happy in this scenario?
Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely not. I would divide them into two groups and then just mingle, put other people with them. Just, you know, the mother-in-law doesn't know, you know, her coworkers. It's not like it's her daughter's coworkers. It's her soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
Right.
And, you know, I would just divide them into two groups so that everything is just hunky-dory.
Oh, okay.
And put some people there so you can mix it up and everyone can meet new people.
So instead of just one group of coworkers, split them in half, take the fired one, put them at one table, take the one that took her job at the other table, and then
I'm sure she's not just inviting two people from work, right?
So split that group up in two.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, that is
put
really
the
a
group
good idea.
Up into two. Yeah.
That's
and then, you know, put the tables maybe next to each other, but definitely just, split them into two. Groups.
Just to set in a little burn.
And hire security. Hire security to follow one of them around.
Honestly, right? Definitely.
This is good. This is, and you're the first call, Patty. You know why?
Oh my God.
You're going to see Barbie the movie in concert at Darien Lake Amphitheater, August 14th. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10, or tomorrow morning at 10 at livenation.com, but we're going to hook you up, okay?
Oh my gosh, how fun.
Yeah, definitely
fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold the line. We'll hook you up. Stay right
there.
Okay. Stay right there. That's so funny. That's like the perfect solution. Can you do better? Hi, The Buzz.
Yeah, I got it better.
Okay, what?
So you put your coworkers at one table surrounded by your cousins, relatives, and then the one that, got fired.
The rogue?
Uh-huh.
You put that one next to your cousin Vinny or somebody who went to prison. It ain't going to be a problem.
Yeah, I see. See, we're all on the same page here.
Oh, you're killing me, man. It's so funny.
But how about that? I mean, you sound like a very smart husband. How about
I
that?
Tried.
Siding with your mom instead of your future wife? That's dangerous territory, isn't it?
I say if I'm smart because she'll give you a different story. It's not true.
Can we borrow Cousin Vizzy, Vinny?
Cousin Vizzy.
Yes. Vinny, 1-800-RENT-A-PRISONER. 1-800-RENT-A-PRISONER.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks, bro. See you, bye.
You're welcome.
Don't just listen at home or in the car. We sound great at work, too. The Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.